الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We were busy with the lengthy hadith that spoke about what the angels do at the time of extracting the ruh of a believer and at the time of extracting the ruh of a disbeliever. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْبَشَارَةَ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ ثَلَاثَ بَشَارَاتٍ, that know that the angels will give three glad tidings at the time of death. There are three tidings that the angels would announce at the time of death when the ruh is taken out. And he says, يُقَالُ, and it will be said, يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ أَبْشِرْ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ, that, O beloved of Allah, receive the glad tidings of رِضَى اللَّهِ وَالْجَنَّةِ, the pleasure of Allah and Jannah. So for a group of people, they will receive that glad tidings. That, O Habib Allah, Abshir, that receive the glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah. And the other is for the disbelievers. And there, the angels announce and say, Abshir ya adu wallahi بِغَضَبِ اللَّهِ وَالنَّارِ, and receive the tidings, O enemy of Allah, receive the tidings of the wrath and the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to the fire of hell. So that is for the disbelievers. And there's yet a third type of tiding for sinful believers, that I would not be forgiven. And there the angels say, Abshir ya Abdullah bil jannati ba'd al intiqam. And where the angels say that, receive the tidings, O Abdullah, O servant of Allah, of Jannah ba'd al intiqam, after retribution. That means after paying for your sins in the fire of hell. Allah protect us and make us from among those who receive the glad tidings. The first type of glad tidings, where they say, Ya Habib Allah, O beloved of Allah, we give you the glad tidings of Allah's pleasure and the glad tidings of Jannah. We move on from there. Another class or group of malaika, famously known to us, is called Munkar and Nakir. Munkar and Nakir. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when the deceased is buried in his grave, two black and blue angels come to him. Very scary. Black and blue angels come to him. One of them is called Munkar and the other is called Nakir. They will both say, they will ask the person in the grave, the function of Munkar and Nakir is to question the person in the grave. And they will ask him, showing him the image of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what do you say about this man? And he will say what he had said before. That means in the world, that this is the servant of Allah, this is the messenger of Allah, and I bear witness that there is no object of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and messenger. And Munkar and Nakir, once he answers the three questions, you know, Mar Rabbuka, Ma Deenuka, and what do you say about this man? They both say, we knew that you would say this. We knew all along that you're a believer and you would answer accordingly. Then his grave is expanded by 70 cubits on each side. That means it's made as spacious as far as the eyes can see. And then it is illuminated for him. That the nur, and yesterday in the previous hadith we said a door or an opening opens for him in the grave, and the breeze of Jannah then comes into the grave. And this person who is now in his grave, a believer, he becomes so excited at his experience that he tells the angels, Munkar and Nakir, that allow me to return to my family just to tell them of my experience. You know, they may be crying, grieving, and this person who has passed away, he's in a state of Rawdatum min Riyadil Jannah, a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah, and he has this desire, allow me just to go back and inform my family of my experience in the grave. And the angels there, Munkar and Nakir, then respond by saying, sleep. Sleep, and then they use a particular term. He says, sleep like a groom, a person who just got married, and when whom none awakens but the most beloved of his family. He says, sleep like a groom whom none awakens except his most beloved. In other words, the wife, the first thing a person who just got married, who wakes up and he sees his most beloved wife. So in the same way, the angels address him and say, sleep in a state of absolute bliss and comfort, till you'll be awakened for something even greater than your experience in the grave. So, and that refers to until Allah resurrects him. Says, this is your experience that you want to tell your family, but the experience that is going to come after that, this in paradise will be totally beyond your imagination. And if that person who died was a hypocrite or a disbeliever, and he will say to the angels that I heard people saying something about Islam, I heard people talking about the Deen Allah, I heard people talking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but I do not know anything. And they will, the Munkar and Nakir, then say to him, we knew that this would be your response. And then it will be said to the grave, to the earth, that constrict on him, that become narrow on him, and it will constrict, and as we did in the previous hadith, till his ribs intertwine. This rib intertwines with the other side of the rib, and then he will be continued to be punished until Allah resurrects him from that place. Allah protect us from such an experience. So that is another, you know, Munkar and Nakir are the angels who would come into the grave to question us. And then you have another set of angels who are in charge of the womb from the point of conception till the time that a woman gives birth. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah appoints an angel in the womb who says that is from the time of conception. And this angel says, O Allah, it is now a nutfa. That means a drop of the male and female fluid that has now come together and conception has taken place. And after a period, the angel says, O Allah, now it is alaqa, that means a clot that has now formed in the womb. And then it says, now it has become a mudgha, that means a lump of flesh. And when Allah decrees that it is to be created, this angel says, asks Allah at that point, 120 days from conception, Allah decrees four things. So before that, the angel says, "Oh Allah, should this be a male or a female?" So Allah then decrees whether that person, a woman, will give birth to a male and female. Then the angel asks, "Shaqiyun am sa'idun?" Should we record his destiny to be from among those that are wretched, will go to hell? Or should he be from Sa'id, those that are blessed, and they will go to Jannah? And then the angel asks, what is his provision? And Allah decrees that this is the rozi, this is the risk of this person. And the angel then asks Allah, should be the lifespan of this person? And Allah then decrees the lifespan, and these are the decrees of the child already written before he comes to being into this world.